Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Go with your gut feeling, people say. But under stress or confusion, how do you even know what your gut is saying? Or when logic contradicts intuition, which should you choose? Your intuition is an incredible tool that can lead you towards real solutions and peace of mind. It can show you the truth as well as the way out of a bad situation. I'm Carmen Hara, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. This show is designed to offer you guidance to transform your life. And the topic tonight is a very interesting one. We're going to talk about this gut feeling, about that inner voice, this ability of the brain. And I'll explain you a lot about how this works. And I want you to call in because this is a call-in show. So my wonderful producer, Christopher, is going to take your calls and you will ask me questions about your life, and you can even talk about this topic with me because it's a very fascinating topic. You heard a lot about intuition lately, but I'll go more in depth and I'll explain you the way intuition is bridging the two hemispheres of the brain, what intuition is really all about and how you can actually use it. And I'll give you the so-called 9 steps that you need to follow so that you can actually employ and use intuition to your own benefit on a daily basis. And you will see in time how well it works for you, because in life we have to use everything to empower ourselves, to receive help as much as we can. Because I am a firm believer that there's so much power in intuition, because all my life I've been using my intuitive mind. And I think it's an incredible thing. It's not something that only some people possess and others don't. It's an ability of the mind that we all are born with. It's like a muscle. And some people are using more their muscles, they exercise more. Some people don't, and what you don't use, you lose. So some people ignore this ability. But the more you exercise, the stronger it grows. And in time, in my opinion, intuition can become like a greater source of enlightenment, working hand in hand with your rational mind to help you make the best decision for your life. Some of us have a very misconstrued notion of intuition. You've been taught that intuition is just that gut feeling, exactly like the way I started the show. So that we should never value this as much as our logic, that our ability to reason is much greater ability than the intuitive mind. And I will contradict this. I will argue that intuition is your greatest ability because it's always something that originated from a higher source. It's almost like it's your connection to the universal source. It's your connection to a universal guide, what we sometimes call the spirit guide. Let's not forget that human logic has been disproven many times throughout history. Your intuition is a spirit's way of communicating with you, by communicating through you. Now, I remember being young, and when I went to college, value so much what Einstein used to say, that logic is the servant and intuition is the gift. the gift of the divine, the gift of God, and we forgetting about a gift, and we always taking into consideration the servant. But I can tell you that if you work more with your intuition, if you deepen it, there is so much that you can learn from it. Intuition is the answer to so many problems. And in order for you to work it effectively, you have to start honoring it as much as you honor your rational side, your rationale. Now, the brain has so many skills, abilities. The brain has memory, the brain has creativity, the brain has imagination, the brain has logic, so the rational mind. But the brain can also has this ability to bridge these two hemispheres of the brain that function differently, things that a lot of people don't know. Then if you bridge actually the so-called sixth sense, is taking the rational mind that function at the level of the sensory, the six senses, the world that you smell, you taste, you see, you hear, all this is this fifth sensory, and going into the sixth sense that takes the world beyond the sensory level and takes the rational side of the brain, which is the left side of the brain, and bridge it into the right side of the brain where it's all the subconscious mind, all the memory, the so-called 90% of the brain is actually on the right side of the brain. Another thing that Einstein used to say that to me was just incredible, it was that he talked so much about the way he actually discovered the law of the gravity. He said, well, I discovered gravity by sleeping on the right side of the brain. So you go to sleep, you want to tap into your deep, deep problems, sometime into your obsession, your phobia, your unresolved issues, things that come from your childhood, emotions that you've never been processing. You need to, or even things that you need to understand, even things you need to discover, sleep on the right side of the brain. And pay attention which side of the, by the way, because if you're listening to this show, pay attention to the right side of the brain, sleep on the right side of the brain and pay attention how your life will actually change. Right now you may say you feel clueless, and that's okay. You might not even know where to start and where to go, and you might not even know how to resolve your problem. But one of the first things that you need to do in life is recognize the problem. The first step is to recognize that you have the ability to know. So when you said you have the ability to know, remember you have this built-in GPS, like the one in your car. You turn in and it takes you to the destination step by step. Sometimes the GPS is slow. Sometimes the GPS can make a mistake. But it's good to have it, and if you put it to good use, you will find it that it's extremely helpful. It will take you where you need to go. I'll take your calls in a minute, and I will also talk to you about the 9 keys to perfect your intuitive mind. And as you know, because my favorite part of the show is actually talking to you directly, I'm going to talk right now to my Pamela from New York. Hi, my dear Pamela. Pam, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh my God, Pam!
Yes, it's me.
My Lord! Oh my God!
Yes,
this is a treat. I mean, this is really extraordinary. How are you, my dear Pam? And how grateful I am to have you on my show. And
oh,
it's
great
that you're listening to my show.
Yes, I saw it on Facebook, and I said, "Well, let me tune in. This is the best show going."
Amazing.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
Are there any courses that we can take to help us develop our intuition?
Absolutely. There are many courses that you can take. I did courses on intuition that exist with Hay House, and they exist out there. You just go to Hay House and you put my name, and there are some courses that they all explain. They actually go more in depth. They are called metaphysical courses, in which they explore all the elements that complement the intuitive aspect of your life. So not only you develop your intuitive, but it gives you all the other tools to complement working with your mind and with the spirit around. Because not only you see things, but the world around responds to the things that you see, responds by showing you, by signaling things, by helping you understand a message that you have at some point. A lot of people, for instance, see numbers like 11-11. A lot of people see a person who's deceased constantly, and they try to understand the message, or they have amazing dreams, or they feel something and they don't know how to utilize that message, how to translate it into something bigger, and how can they actually, which are the rules, the steps. So I have courses, and there's a lot of other people who talk about intuition, from colleagues of mine like James Van Praagh. You know, there's other people that do mediumship that talk about Colette Berry. There's a lot of intuitive people who always try to come up with ideas about how to employ. But I, even now, if you listen to the rest of the show, I come up with the so-called elementary 9 steps that anyone can take in order to use intuition properly. Because you might be intuitive, but if you have emotions that are not processed, that stand on your way, your intuition is not working exactly in the right way, because your emotion interfere with the intuitive mind. So you need to sort of clear feelings, emotion first, by allowing the intuition to respond correctly to you. And you also have to trust. A lot of people don't actually trust that message that comes to them, you know, by the mind. Their own mind will tell them, do this, and they don't. They oppose, they block, they have a hard time really believing in it. So I'm going to go during the show a little bit later and take step by step things that, exactly like in school, things that, tools that you need to do to learn the alphabet. The same thing is in operating with the intuitive mind. There's the alphabet of the intuitive mind. And there's a very simple tool that you need to take, and then in intuition functions at the higher potential. Do you have a specific questions for me, Pam? There's something about you or about the world around, because you're a woman, a power, and a woman that are very concerned about the well-being of the world. And I have a lot of appreciation and respect for you for many, 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 many years. And I cannot address enough, I don't have enough words to let the world know how much I admire you for all the work you have done for others. And I question whether you yourself, because you are very intuitive, if you yourself think you have a specific question that will put things in motion, that, because when you project something, you actually create a thing in motion. So when you visualize something and you see that thing happening, and the intuitive mind tells you that's what's ahead of you, then the process of happening, it is starting, you know. So you're watching your own, it's like a self-prophecy. So do you have any questions for me?
I just have one question, and it's a political question.
Yeah, please, and ask me whatever political questions you have. You know,
okay.
I love those.
Do you think that Mueller is going to come out with a, I call it a white paper, which is just a report on the president and whether they're going to find evidence of Russian collusion?
I think they have evidence of Russian collusion. I think there's a lot of evidence that they're not talking about. I think they go very secret about. I think they don't want to say too much or do too much. I personally believe the president is very scared, and I think he's trying to shift the attention to something else so that he appears like very much in control, but I think deep inside himself he is not. he knows exactly what has happened. I think that those evidence exist through three, two other people that already gave the specific evidence. I think the difficult part is taking this president into an interview or sitting at a table, create that moment of the truth in which we will be able to prove what needed to be proved that already exists. I think we're in a phase in the next 6-5 weeks in which we have to bring that, make that connection possible so that the proof comes through the surface and justice would be made, because we cannot leave. You know, this country is torn apart, in my opinion, and the world cannot leave so divided by not knowing the truth and by believing that nothing happened when everybody feels it intuitively that it did happen. But the truth will come to the surface. The proofs are there. There's not only one proof. And there are people, evidences that will stand out and will be there 100%.
Oh, well, thank you so much for answering the questions. I'm going to listen to the show and keep up the good work. You know, Carmen, we've been friends for a very long time. And I'm just so thrilled that your voice is out there and you could be heard. It's really important. I wish everybody online could get a reading. You know, but so much for that. Okay, you take care. Thank you.
I do appreciate it. I'm going to go on a brief call and I take Michelle from Texas. Michelle, hold on the line, my love. Thank you so much.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Jara, coming back with this very interesting topic about intuition. And as you know, a lot of people talk about it, the intuitive mind, especially lately, in the last 15, 20, probably 30 years. I'm going to address very, very briefly the 9 ways to perfect your intuition. I mean, those 9 simple steps to hone your incredible intuition. I said, is this ability of the brain that actually is bridging the two hemispheres of the brain. Left side of the brain, remember, operates on cognition, on the sensory level. Left side of the brain is when you're awake, is the world that you see, that you taste, that you hear, that you smell, that you touch. This is the world of the sensory. When you close your eyes, you know, you tap into the subconscious mind, the 90% of the brain. You know that the 90%, the right side of the brain is all, has all the memories, everything about you, everything you've ever done, you've ever been, everything you'll ever be is already there. Almost like what has been preordained, what is supposed to happen already exists. That's why when the bridge is established by the so-called, sometimes we used to say the pineal, the pituitary gland on the top of the head, they help in bridging the two levels of the brain. Indian people have they cover the third eye because they know that over there, that bridge is happening. So they don't want somebody to tap into the sixth sense and know things about what's about to happen to them. They want to avoid other people knowing them too much or knowing too much about what's about to happen to them. But one of the things that you guys need to do to enhance this ability, like I said, it's exactly like something that you exercise. Not that you don't have, we all have. We all know, and we all sense something. And trust that what you sense. But the first thing you need to do, as I already said while talking to Pam, you eliminate emotions. Many times our intuition becomes cloudy because we feel too many emotions at once. We can't see because we have fear, impatience, doubt, desperation, blocking our third eye, our intuitive mind. That's why we talk about the third eye, because it's in between the two hemispheres of the brain. Intuition is helpful in nature because if you're in a bad state of mind, if in a bad situation, you want to know how to turn it in your favor. But if you are burdened by heavy emotion, your intuition can mislead you. So before calling on your intuition, clear your mind. How you clear your mind? Very easy. You calming yourself, you center yourself, you remove yourself temporarily from this, even from the sensory level. That's why we used to say breathe in and out and do the mindful meditation by keeping the breath in for 5 seconds, because this is the way you induce sleep. You create hypnosis to yourself. You hypnotize yourself, which hypnosis means you go to sleep. Why do you do this? You remove yourself from the sensory so that you can see what's within you. And then tune into the higher voice and listen to the instruction of the voice. But the second thing that I want you to do, go and listen to the first instinct, the first voice. When you taming your emotion, the right answer is the first answer, is the right one. Don't try to twist it around, because that answer might not be what you want to hear. Intuitively speaking, the first answer you got is the right one. So remember, go with the first answer, the first instinct being the right one. Number three, build faith. And intuition will follow. If you don't believe, what you believe, you become. Without belief, you have nothing. You can't go beyond your belief in right. This is a huge statement. Intuition is rooted in faith. A person who's faithless can be intuitive because all intuition comes from a higher power. We do ourselves a huge disservice. We ignore the sign of the universe and we block the intuitive mind. Because if the spirit wants to show us something and show us the right way forward, the universe is constantly offering us hints about something that is about to happen or who's in touch with us. So my advice is suspend your disbelief. So the day you acknowledge that you're a spiritual being originated from a pure spiritual essence is the day when all these intuitive doors will open to you. Number four, make a decision that is only based on intuition. So in other words, t- take a small leap of faith and trust your intuitive mind and make a decision on your intuitive mind. And if it all works well, that proves that you build your trust. So make that major decision. Number five, talk to your inner voice. Be in a communication to your inner voice. We all have more than one voice inside that. We have the logical voice, the practical voice, the dream voice, the wishful voice, the resilient voice, the optimistic voice, the voice that empowers us, the voice that will ground us in our reality. But we also have that intuitive voice. So distinguish this voice from other voices and establish a strong connection with that voice. So look within, listening to your voices, and reaffirm who you really are. And you will be surprised. You will be surprised what you will discover. And number six, guide a person based on your intuition. So practice by helping somebody. Help your neighbor, help your friend, help a family member with the best of your intention. You know, analyze their situation with their permission, of course, you know, and offer guidance to a loved one. Tell them what your intuition is telling you about them. And test yourself this way, but make sure, you know, you come from a place of love and you come from a place of good intention. Because words have power, so be careful about that. Number seven, balance your two minds. The brain is divided, I explained you, into two hemispheres. The left hemisphere, I said, is the logical aspect of life. When the right is the limitless half. It is creative, independent, in tune with the spirit. So sleep on the right side of the brain. Sleep on the right. That is the seat of your intuition. Is on the right side. A lot of people are telling me, I sleep on the left side. No. When you go to sleep, tell yourself, this night I'm going to sleep on the right side. And before I wake up, I'm not going to open my eyes. So I remember what I did, what I've been, what I've discovered, what are my phobias, what are my problems, what are my blockages. And this would be an amazing way to start to tap into your own inner power and the problems that are there, and everything will be revealed. And number eight, learn from your favorite intuitive master. Find always an intuitive, extraordinary intuitive people there. I already talked to Pam. Read books on intuition. Listen to audio tapes. Try exercises. I have a course on metaphysics that includes a big part on developing your intuitive skills on Hay House. So please try to listen how to educate yourself and how to exercise. It's exactly like you have a teacher at the gym, you have somebody helping you to exercise. Exercise this side of your brain for your own well-being. And number nine, you know what? Start using a journey in which you make your own prediction by listening to your intuition. And ask your own mind what is going on with you when it comes to your love life, when it comes to your money. And write down what you hear and mention the date. And 5 weeks later, go back and read. 5 months later, read. A year later, you will be amazed to see how things start to shape up, how things start to happen. So as I said, write down your prediction in an indicative mood, almost like they are happening right now. And when you revisit your journal, you will be amazed of seeing how many of them actually come true. And now I will go and take Michelle. Oh, my God, I'm having you wait for such a long. Hi, my Michelle. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Hi, Carmen. Thanks for taking my call.
I am so sorry. I just want to give as much information as possible for everybody listening. How can I help you, Michelle?
Well, I would like to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have time to give me some intuitive guidance?
Absolutely. For you, anytime okay. You need, my love.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have a question. It's kind of a general question about my son, Riley. He is going into the ninth grade next year, and I just want to know if you can get some information about his well-being in general. I see him being anxious and frustrated, and he's in a highly competitive academic environment and sports environment at his school.
Teenager right now?
Yes.
Well, typical for a teenager. I see him very attractive, very introverted. I think he has a lot of emotions that are not processed. He doesn't know how to express himself completely. I see him extremely bright, extremely capable. I see him succeeding very well. My advice will be, as a mother, to talk more. And also my advice to me as somebody I have a thesis of imposter in adolescence. That was my fascination in college. I see how at this age, you know, which is the critical age, the hardest thing that teenager are facing is their inability to process feelings. So then they start to rebel. So the reason that sometimes they don't even understand that's one of the reasons they take a gun and go in school, and they should, because they don't understand consequences of killing. Believe it or not. So and they become imposters emotionally. So what can be done in situations like this? You need to talk to him as much as you can. Like, keep on asking him in a very nicely, very kind way, who are the people at school that he gets along. So try to see the environment. I'm not so happy with the environment sometimes in school. You know, there's a lot of bullying. There's all kinds of other kids in school that are not necessarily like, so try to make him feel not good enough. I don't like one of his teachers, by the way, in the way he relates to this particular person. A very common name comes to me, and watch and see if there's somebody there at school with a name like Maria, but definitely somebody who has an M name, and see the role that this plays in his life at school. If I'm supposed to take your son and project, talking about the intuitive mind and like what intuition does, intuition tells you what's going to happen. I am actually excited, because I think your son will do very well. I think your son will find himself. I think you'll be very proud of this kid. Even if you see some kind of confusion right now, some kind of isolation, some kind of anxiety, is he spending time on his own? Like, do you feel like he's repressing sometime his own emotions?
I do think that he plays his cards close to his chest, and he does spend time alone. His dad and I are...
That's what I go see. Ahead. That's what I see. I see repressing feeling by isolation. So, which in a way it's not bad, but it can be reversed by establishing a different type of a communication with him. And again, revisiting the environment at school, because one of the reasons he acts this way has something to do with what's happening. And one day you will tell me I'm right. You will acknowledge by revisiting the environment at school and seeing something you haven't seen yet. So I'm a little bit opening your mind to go back at school, eventually go see which are this teacher, what's going on there, you know. A school with a teacher, the way they actually relate to him, and how is he?
Is it a male teacher?
It's a person with an M. In my opinion, you know, Gob, it's actually a woman. And is one of those teachers that come across like very, either she's very angry or she's critical. You know, teenagers take very hard criticism sometimes. They don't know how to deal with that. They take it personally, and I feel like he's not talking about it, and because if he will talk, will be easier. So he's repressing exactly what I said. When you repress, you internalize, and that's when you manifest yourself this way through isolation. Is psychologically makes perfect sense, his behavior.
Okay.
I think that go back to school, see who are these people I'm talking about. You might not know. At a much deeper analysis, you will understand exactly who I'm referring to. And you might not find it out from him, but through the school process. I think I would recommend some sports. Does he do any sports?
Mm-hmm. He's actually has played basketball in the past, but he's really showing an interest in swimming.
Swimming. Oh, my God, you took the words out of my mouth. I even wanted to tell you that swimming would be best. That's why what will help him in releasing feelings will be swimming. It's the water, the water in the body. Good. When we cry, there's water. You know, when swimming is the most complex, so that's going to release him emotionally. It's going to do a lot of good for him. So I advise him, and I think that he has so much potential that he will do it so brilliantly. Even swimming, it's going to do a lot of good for him. I also think he will have in the near future like a girlfriend. I think it's good to have a friend, a female friend. Mm-hmm. And I see a girl that to me has an L name. And I think she's very sweet. She's very pretty. She's petite. You will know her. She's very good for him because she will open the side of him that tends to close, you know, so she will help him open. But I am not worried. Overall, you to know that your son will be perfectly fine in the next 9 months. And on the contrary, I say in a year and a half, you will see him flourishing, like changing 180 degree, this behavior pattern. And opening and doing very, very well. You have a brilliant child. I congratulate you for that.
Well, thank you so much. That's actually, you know, that's news to soothe any mother's soul, right? Because I just appreciate that a whole lot. So thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
You deserve it, Michelle. You deserve it. You work so hard for it. I love you, Michelle.
Oh, I do work hard. I love you, too.
I love you, my dear. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back.
Thank you,
Carl. I love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back on this wonderful station, Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Jara. And as you know very well, this is a calling show, so feel free to call me. There's no greater pleasure that I have than talking to you and offering you the guidance to change things, to understand things differently, to find a solution to your problem. No matter your problem, whatever your problem you might have, this is the time to pick up the call and dial in 202-570-7057. And I have an amazing producer, Christopher. He's always there. He's going to pick up the phone. He's going to connect you with me. And this is the way we can chat. And most likely, if you have an idea about this topic, if you can share with me how you feel, if you've ever used your intuition, if you ever felt like intuition has been guiding you through life, let's share it with our listeners. So powerful to believe in the power of your mind. You know, the mind guides everything. The mind is everything. The mind can help us heal. The mind can transcend the physics. The mind can live in the cognitive goal, can live in the continuous time. The mind is just pure energy. And we have, as I said, so many skills, so many abilities, and we are not aware of them. And exactly the one that we need to talk much more today is about the intuition. But as I said, you heard many times people talk about the intuitive mind, but we need to understand it from a scientific point of view. And what that's one was the reason that Einstein talked so much about intuition. And if you check one of his most fascinating quotes involve intuition. Einstein always used to say that intuition is forgotten, unfortunately, and we need to bring back the intuitive mind to change the world we are living in, to look at our world from the perspective of where are we going, to understand and have a projection of our future. There shouldn't be fear about tomorrow. But what we do today will be reflected tomorrow. So how important it is to have a glimpse of tomorrow and not to be afraid of tomorrow. So that's why I embrace this topic today. And that's why the best thing that we can do is to communicate about this topic. And let's say you have a question about something else. You have a question about relationships. I'm here for your love life, for your financial situation, to see in which way, you know, you are blocked by your own perception, because that's what happened to us. Many of us are so trapped in emotions and feelings, and we feel stuck. We still can't see anything, can't go anywhere. But the sad part is that we can feel like this for a very, very long time. And this is why I'm doing this show. I don't want people to be stuck. I want people to be free, to unblock themselves, to project things and manifest the best version of themselves. And talking about the joy that I have to speak with people, I'm going to talk to Catherine. Hi, my dear Catherine. How are you, my dear?
I am well, Carmen, and I'm so excited because I moved from Oakland to Spokane because we've talked
before. Oh, you did? Perfect.
Yeah, I did, and I love it. And I guess where my intuition, where I don't know, it's like I use it all the time. I really do, and I'm just finding that adjusting, it's like there's some part of me that still doesn't feel like I'll fit in, or that it's a challenge to connect with people that I don't usually have, and I'm talking to people, but I'm not feeling that connect, that real intimate connection that I guess I'm used to with other people. And so,
well, that might not have anything to do with your intuitive mind. That might have purely to do with the ability to communicate. That's a different thing. So if you intuitively felt you wanted to move, your intuition was correct. You felt intuitively it's going to be a good move, you were correct. Do you think that
right.
through your life, your intuition guiding you in taking the right decision or not?
Oh, definitely. My intuition does guide me.
Okay. So we're good when it comes to the chapter of the intuition. Now, when it comes to another ability of the brain, which is communication, which a lot of people in the world today, we're so trapped into communicating everything through iPad, iPhone, computers. We suffer from in a world in which communication becomes a major issue for the society overall. Our whole life is filtrated through this. Wherever you go, you look around, everybody. I was this morning in an airport, and I look around, and everybody was with their nose in their phones. Nobody was asking someone else, how they doing? How is your day? Nobody was trying to engage in a conversation. So that's something that, for me, intuitively scares me. If I look and project this in the future, I say, we're going to go in a world in which we will be so separated from each other, so alienated from each other. more and more because of these devices that we've created that are not bringing us together. We're not having those parties, those celebrations that we used to have 30, 40, 50 years ago when people didn't have these devices, and the ways in which they were talking to each other was face to face, by touching each other, by hugging each other. So what's happening to you, so to take my point, is there's a communication issue that is not only manifesting in yourself, it's manifesting, in my opinion, globally. It's a global situation in which not only you disconnect, but the people around you will disconnect from you too. And you might see this happening even in your own family, even in the people closest to you. The way they will communicate with you will be through a text. They're not calling mm-hmm. you to tell you. They're not coming to your home to tell you, I love you. They're telling you on a phone or in a text. It doesn't have the same vibrational energy. It doesn't have the same power. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right. So and they come and, if I interrupt, it's like I'm the one that's asking people, like, how do you know, I'm the one trying to engage people and talk to them. And it's funny because I get walls because people would rather go on their devices exactly or talk to the people they already know when they're not so, I don't know, welcoming, friendly. It's, you know, I think a large part of it, I agree with you, is this use of devices. And so when somebody comes to you and is really interested in your opinion or, you know, your perspective, wants help, they're like,
literally, those things don't happen anymore. Everything is done, you know, there is not that one-on-one communication that used to exist. That is dying. I mean, I give you an example that is even funny. I have patient clients that call me and they said, I'm dating somebody online. I'm dating him online. I've never seen him, but I'm dating him for 3 years. Now you have to tell me, what kind of a date is that? When you have a boyfriend for 3 years that you have never seen, but you're dating online. Yes, this happens. It's starting to become an epidemic. It's not even normal. And you start to believe that through that device, you establish that love relationship, which can never be, you know, it's not real. So this is you touching upon something, you open a subject that is a global subject. So without even acknowledging what you did, you actually open a big topic. Probably I'm going to do an entire show on this because I'm so intrigued about where is this world going like this, you know? And you are facing something that is definitely global. You're facing and your frustration. You are one of those people, like me in a way. We are in a way still the old school people who believe in the touch, in looking in the eyes, in expressing things verbally, in meeting each other. Versus a generation ahead of us that doesn't believe in any of this, that everything is done through these devices, and we're losing the human touch. And this is the problem that the world is facing, talking about what my intuitive mind sees and has a hard time accepting. And how are we globally going to change this? Either through a crash of the system, because like this, you know, I don't know where the world is going, to tell you the truth, you know. If you envision a world 100 years from now that everything is computerized and there's no more love, is even sex going to happen through a device? I don't even know if you love or to cry or whatever, to cry or to, you know, or to laugh. What am I supposed to do here? You know, so, yes, what are you experiencing is something that a lot of people are facing in the world today. Do you have anything specific about your move or anything else that you want to both together look into? Where is this going for you?
Yes, where is my business going with this move?
Okay, now do you have a physical business? Talking about making it physical, like having a location, or how are you planning to do the business?
No, I'm a spiritual coach.
Okay, so here you go. You also are, through your work, doing a lot of work. Do you do a lot of work online or on the phone?
Both.
both.
And so and some become in person too.
So try to do as much in person. I believe a lot in your work. I feel you need promotion. I offered to help you here. Do you have your website in place?
Yes, I do, but it's going to be revised this year.
Okay. Revise it. The sooner the better. Send me a link. I'll promote it in whichever way I can through my followers, because that's the way it should be done. I put it on my Facebook, directing the people who follow me into following you, you know.
Okay,
try
thank
to
you.
Create a very good buyer on you, to represent the essence of who you are. I think you need to work on that a little bit. I don't want this to take months and months. I want this to be expedited. I think it can be done much faster. So that would be my advice, to speed up the process, to make it happen, and try to do, if possible, seminars. There's a desperate need of people coming in person to an event, to a series, because as I said already, people don't go to seminars. People do this online, on the phone, and they don't move to somebody they can actually sense and feel and see. So I want you to continue to create, to continue to be a pioneer in creating those events, not only online, not only the webinar that everybody does those events online. I'm so tired of online events. I want to see people doing events one-on-one in which people come. A lot of people come and interact with each other. And that's the beauty of communication. We're missing, how can you be a great communicator when there's no communication, you know? So that contradicts in a way the essence of the where the world is going and the essence of a career like this. So think a little bit, how can you do seminars on person? No matter how small they will be, even if you start with five people. I remember doing seminars for Learning Annex all my life for 25 years, like going in person and gathering people in New York, and how much fun it was. That fun doesn't exist anymore. Now everything has to be done online. So,
right. That's what I want to bring back is the fun,
exactly.
play in life.
Yes.
I mean, that's who I am.
And you're talking me where my business is going. I'm giving you a hint of where your business should go to bring that back, because people is desperate for that. People need that, and there's going to be a turning point in one of people. You know, it's like there's a return. We always turn back to the way things were because we're not happy with the way things are right now. There's always a way of saying you go back to where you're coming from, you know. Humanity mm-hmm. might return back in a way to the nature, might return to the way we used to live in a way when we live healthier, when we eat healthier food, when we live longer lives without all the medication. You understand what I'm trying to say? So that comes true when it comes to humanity, communicating with humanity. So you one of those people, and I want to be like you. Let's build that bridge that is broken. Let's continue to cross the bridge into one another so that we come together out oneness, at totality. A one world, not as a broken world. So I think that's what your career will go. I'm very convinced that it will go extremely well. I am your sister here, Catherine. I'm here supporting you in whichever way I can. You know that this is the way I think we should be with each other. That's my belief. And I think that you should work on doing your web right away. Let's get it moving. Organize seminars in person, try amazing topic, and your career will flourish. And write down how you see it for yourself, exactly what I said in my ninth step. Write it down. In 5 weeks, I'm planning this. In 5 months, I'm planning this. I see myself doing this. I see myself in an audience that has 200 people. In a visual, see it to believe it. You know what I mean? You don't have to believe it when you see it. See it first, and then you will believe. You know what I mean? So reverse the centers to give it to empower yourself through the process.
Okay, awesome. That's really helpful.
I love you, my dear Catherine, and thank you
so much. I love you too, and I thank you for this. I really appreciate it. Much love, much gratitude.
My much love and much gratitude, 10 times more back to you, my love. So everybody listening tonight, you know, we love this topic. And if you guys ever want to talk to me, you can email me, carmenhara@aol. You can write me your questions. I will respond. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, feel free to do so. You can be my friend on Facebook, carmenhara.com. You can follow me on Instagram. You can listen to my music. I've been a singer since I was a teenager. I believe in the power of the sound. I believe in singing. I believe in doing many things, you know, because we are teachers that have so many talents. And one of the best things that I love to do is being on this show. And thank you for listening to this episode of Miracle Guidance. And remember that I'm here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that connecting with me is easier, and I send you all my love and much gratitude, and God bless you.